Today we are going to talk about the US sanctions on Russian oil.
These are tremendous sanctions. These are very big. Those are against their two big oil companies.
Recently, a huge move came when US President Donald Trump decided to directly target Russia's two biggest oil giants, Rosneft and Lukoil. This isn't just a small diplomatic warning. It was a direct hit at the heart of Russia's economy, a big escalation in the geopolitical game. And whenever the world's largest economy attacks the energy backbone of another superpower, the shockwaves are felt everywhere, including India. So let's break this story down like a timeline, from what officially happened to what's really going on behind the scenes. And now this decision can affect us and shape India's next big move. First, the official version. The US Treasury Department said clearly, Rosneft and Lukoil are funding the Kremlin's war machine. This is the American narrative, meaning every barrel of oil Russia sells that helps Russia continue its war in Ukraine. So officially, the sanctions were meant to cut Russia's money supply and pressure President Putin to stop the war. The Trump administration's statement was simple. The time has come for this senseless war to stop. Again, it is very stupid of them to say that, but they have to say it in front of the media. But you and I know geopolitics is never that simple. There's always a hidden layer, and Trump's style has always been unpredictable, more of a deal maker than a diplomat. Now, let me tell you the real reason behind this move. Point number one, frustration, because we all know diplomacy has failed. Now, before these sanctions, Trump had actually proposed a meeting with Putin in Budapest, where he said he could end the war in 24 hours. But these plans did not materialize, because Russia kept some preconditions and the summit was called off. That's when Trump lost patience and he said, "Every time I speak with Vladimir, we have good conversations and then they don't go anywhere." So when diplomacy failed, Trump switched to his favorite non-military weapon, that is sanctions. This was his art of the deal in action. The message of Putin was clear. If you won't listen, I'll hit where it hurts. That is your economy. Now point number two, look at the timing. The timing is perfect because oil prices were low. Now always remember this, sanctions are only effective when the timing is right. And this is where Trump played it smart. Right now, if you see, global oil prices are low, around $60 a barrel. That means even if the United States reduce Russian oil supply by sanctions, it will not immediately spike petrol prices for American consumers. When oil prices are high, that is around $80, $100, sanctions cause global chaos. But at $60, there's room to play tough. Trump saw this as a safe window to act politically and economically. You could call it Chanakya Niti, American style. And the last point is the India angle. That is the real pressure point. Because this is where it matters most to India. Now you have to understand this. When the West stopped buying Russian oil after the Ukraine war, India stepped in. We started buying cheap Russian crude in massive quantities. So much that India became Russia's second largest oil buyer after China. For Washington, this was a big headache. Because India's purchases were helping Russia survive the sanctions. That is why you must have seen few American politicians, they were trying to build a narrative around Prime Minister Modi saying he's funding the Ukraine war. So by targeting Rosneft and Lukoil, the US was not just punishing Russia, it was indirectly pressuring India. And this was also pretty evident during Trump-Putin meeting in Alaska. There was no friction between them, they took good photo ops. I have a video on that, in that I clearly said that Trump was indirectly telling Putin, "I will speak with you, I will talk with you, I will invite you for meetings, but I'm going to punish your buyers so that they stop buying oil from you." The message was loud and clear from United States. Either you trade with us or you trade with our enemy, that is Russia. So Trump had earlier increased tariffs on India by 50%, calling it a penalty for buying Russian oil. Now these new sanctions have threatened Indian refineries like Reliance Industries and Nayara Energy, which buy crude from Russian companies. Because if these companies continue dealing with Rosneft or Lukoil, they could get cut off from the US financial system, something no global business can risk. So behind all the talk of stopping the war, the real objectives were, number one, punish Russia for not cooperating. Number two, use low oil prices as leverage. And point number three, push India away from Russia to strengthen American dominance in global energy trade. Now, sanctions sound powerful on paper, but in reality, they often backfire. And this time, even the US is feeling the heat. Right after the sanctions were announced, Brent crude price jumped 5-7%. And that's bad news for Americans, because in the United States, higher fuel prices means higher inflation and angry voters. If petrol prices rise too much, Trump's own popularity could take a hit, just like Biden faced earlier. So it's a double-edged sword. You hurt Russia, but you also hurt your own consumers. And the next problem is you make your allies angry. When the United States threatens secondary sanctions, meaning if you deal with Rosneft or Lukoil, we will cut off your banks, it directly affects countries like India, China and Turkey. For India, this is a strategic dilemma. We depend on Russian crude for affordable energy. If we shift to US or Middle Eastern oil, our import bill shoots up. And when America starts threatening instead of cooperating, it shakes long-term trust. India believes in strategic autonomy, not taking sides. So this kind of pressure might actually push India closer to Russia and China, the exact opposite of what the US wants. Now you need to understand that behind all these moves, the US has some major worries. Let me point out a few. Number 1. The Shadow Fleet problem. Russia has built a secret network called the Shadow Fleet. Hundreds of old tankers sailing under fake flags, moving oil quietly across the world. Even with sanctions, Russian oil still finds its way to buyers through third-party routes. And if that keeps happening, the whole purpose of the sanction fails. And America's global credibility takes a big hit. The second big fear is the rise of a parallel energy system. If countries like India, China and Russia keeps trading oil using local currencies, that is rupees, yuan or ruble, instead of the US dollar, it weakens the dollar's global dominance. For America, that's a nightmare scenario. The entire global financial system is built around the dollar. Losing that dominance means losing power. And finally, there is pure economic interest. The US today is one of the world's biggest energy exporters, oil, gas, LNG. If Russian oil is removed from the market, demand for American energy automatically increases. So while the headlines talk about punishing Putin, the underlying game is to strengthen US energy exports and control global pricing. So in the end, what do we see? Trump's sanctions on Russian oil were not just about Ukraine. They are about power, timing, and control. A mix of politics, economics, and pressure tactics. But the blowback is real. Higher oil prices, tension with partners like India, and the growing strength of Russia's shadow economy. It's a tightrope walk. America is using oil as a weapon, and Russia, India, and China, they are building shields to protect themselves. And in the middle of this power struggle, India is staying smart, keeping its national interests first, and balancing both sides with caution and strategy. You see, India has not officially agreed to stop purchasing Russian oil entirely. But there are reports that the Indian refiners have recently paused new orders for Russian crude and are significantly reducing imports following new US sanctions on major Russian oil companies like Rosneft and Lukoil. And then right now, India is significantly increasing crude oil imports from Iraq's Basra Medium, which currently accounts for nearly 20% of India's total oil imports. In addition, a combined share of about 22% of India's oil imports is now sourced from Saudi Arabia and UAE as well. Now, this kind of strategic realignment will come at a cost of higher fuel prices for Indian consumers and industries. This is where a foreign ministry comes into play in securing the most affordable oil supplier for its consumers. India's goal is simple and straightforward: to secure the most affordable oil for its consumers. Because geopolitical realities and unpredictable shifts in US policies are complicating this landscape. And then, as you know, currently India and US are very close to finalizing a major bilateral trade agreement. So you can view this as an US calculated move. It is a way to tighten the bolt, limit India's diplomatic breathing room, and quietly push India into agreeing to its terms. And once the trade agreement is finalized, who knows, sanctions may be lifted. Business as usual resumes. Sanctions are just to complicate things. They are not to force India's choices. America is not saying come and buy from me. US is simply blocking Russian oil option. India has to look around whom to buy from. So sanctions are just to complicate things. They are not to force India's choices. So the India-US bilateral trade agreement is something we need to look out for. And we also have to see what Putin is going to do about this. I will keep you updated on this. So right now there are two big questions. Will these US sanctions really break Russia's strength? Or will they end up straining the US-India relationship instead and push India more towards China-Russia bloc? I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.